This is going to be financed by a property tax increase of 2.5 cents. Can you talk about what that would mean for most property owners in Wilmington? What is the average home price and what does that work out to a year?
The numbers that I have seen is I generally put it on either a $100,000 or a $200,000 house or appraised value. And I think for the typical house, we're talking about an increase in property taxes of probably less than $60 per year. That's, you know, to cover the construction cost. I think there's also a concern out there that suppose that operating revenues don't cover operating expenses. Who will the operators be able to rely upon to service any expenses that cannot be covered by revenues? And I suspect that in the final analysis, that falls on perhaps both Mandalay, or I'm sorry, the Braves organization, and also conceivably the city of Wilmington.
People are talking about what a risk this is in these economic times. And some folks on the city council have said, but this is a good risk. Is this a good risk and is this the time?
Well, there is a risk obviously associated with it in light of the fact that there are competing demands for the use of public revenues. You hear an awful lot about infrastructure improvements should take precedent over any sort of outlay to construct a stadium. Having said that, this sort of facility conceivably could be the genesis of any sort of additional development in downtown. I don't know if it will necessarily attract additional lodging places, but I think it will attract additional retail outlets, particularly hospitality, particularly restaurants, etc.
One sports economist that we spoke with told us that multipliers in these studies are often overrated. Is that true? And could that be true in this case?
Well, there are a number of issues with economic impact studies. And perhaps one of the most important issues is what you just addressed. And what the sports economist is talking about is something called replacement spending. You've got an additional place to enjoy entertainment. The argument that would be made is that instead of that bringing about spending that would otherwise not occur, it may be represent moving spending on recreation from one area to another, moving spending on entertainment from one area to another. I think most analysts who conduct economic impact studies try to consider that in their estimates. Having looked at the consultant's report for the minor league baseball stadium, I read that that's been addressed. Now, whether it's been completely accounted for is another question.
Aside from the property tax, which is a known quantity, what are some of the risks here? When people talk about this being a potentially risky venture, what could go wrong?
I mean, it would put a big dent in what we hope to do in the future, because we are obligating some revenues for debt amortization and also for any sort of deficit between expenses and operating revenues. A bigger impact will be, well, why didn't it survive? You know, it will put somewhat of a black eye, if you will, or somewhat of a little bit of disdain on the viability of living in southeastern North Carolina, the viability of living in the city of Wilmington. It's got a possibility of success, but also it's got a possibility of not being successful as the promoters would hope it would be.